broadened my way of thinking about my career and about my work. So technology, in a way, improved the way that I do what I do.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, featuring fantastic women in tech around the world. And we are in Sofia, Bulgaria. So, so stoked to be here. It is a wonderful country. I'm looking forward to exploring as much of it as I can. And I am here with Viara. Am I saying it right? Viara. Oh my gosh.
You're doing great.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for the validation. So it is really, really great to have you here because you and I are both community leaders in the women in tech space. And so go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you for the invite. I'm really happy to join you in this episode. And my name is Viara, and I'm a human rights lawyer that has chosen to work right now in the field of women in tech and just offering more opportunities to women to choose what they want to do. Because what I usually do is I love to build communities and I love to feel that I'm offering different opportunities to people to just develop what they really want to be doing in their lives. And so with the Bulgarian Center of Women in Tech that I've been the coordinator of for the past month and a half, what I'm really trying to achieve is that I will offer more opportunities to women, not only to, you know, develop themselves in a professional way, but also in a personal.
And when did you start your community work with women in tech? And say the name of your organization again. It's Women in Tech Bulgaria.
It's the Bulgarian Center of Women in Technology.
Bulgarian Center of Women in Technology. And we'll link to it below in the show notes. And so when did you start the
Bulgarian Center of Women in Technology?
Bulgarian Center of Women in Technology.
Well, that's the oldest organization that has the... has the point of, you know, getting more women involved in technological careers.
Right.
So it's been around for 6 years and I only started here 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. So you didn't create it.
No, I didn't create it, but I've created other things. I don't know if you've heard of the Legal Hackers community that brings law and technology together. So I created the Sofian Bulgarian chapter of it.
And when did you do that?
I did that at the beginning of 2017. So we've been around for 2 years almost. And it's a great way to just start a conversation of how important it is to actually acknowledge all the technological changes when it comes to drafting new laws and just working as a lawyer.
Now, I met with a girl in Serbia who, I adore her, and she wanted more community. Mm-hmm. She's an engineer, and she wanted more community, and she was essentially waiting for the community to be built for her. And I said, no, you got
to
go. If you want this community, you got to do it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, but who am I? I'm just a young engineer. And I'm like, no, You're everything.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, so that's tell us about starting a community, putting this together. What does it take? What advice would you give her?
Well, I would say that she should just go for whatever she feels like going for. And by this I mean that there's a lot of pressure that we have to behave in a certain way, but I don't think that's the best way possible. And by that I mean that we have much more power to share to begin with. So when I first came across the Legal Hackers community, what I thought about was that, well, that's something that needs to happen around here as well. So, and I was thinking, why hasn't it happened?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, perhaps there wasn't the right person to create it, so why shouldn't I just become that person? And I started building the team around that organization. And with time, I just felt how it's, you know, the energy of also the location and everything. That also reflects on how it's being created and it develops. And I thought, well, that's the thing that I'm supposed to do. I'm really good at this, building communities and just sensing what is supposed to happen, even though nobody else is doing it.
Right.
And with this, then more people joined and started, you know, just wanted to develop it alongside.
What does a community look like in the beginning? When you first had, how do you call it, Legal Hackers?
Mm-hmm.
When you first started Legal Hackers, how many people showed up? What did it look like? What was your very first one?
Well, when we began, it was quite interesting to just see how many people were actually interested in the topic, which was really reassuring that, well, I am doing something that needs to be done in this community at all. So for the very first event, when I was preparing the Eventbrite page, I wasn't quite sure what I was doing. So basically, I ended up creating more tickets than I wanted to. So there was really a lot of people showing up for the event, even though there weren't that many places.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I messed that up. But at the end of the day, there were just really a lot of people that showed interest
right
in this. So lesson learned, and now I know how to use Eventbrite. Also,
lesson learned that you don't have to be perfect.
You really don't have to be perfect. And I can't, I really, if there is one thing that people listening to this podcast would get from this conversation is that you will never be perfect.
Yeah.
So don't restrict yourself in that way. You'll never be the best, for example, lawyer out there or the best, you know, girlfriend out there, but you're doing the best that you can, and that is the mix of your ability that actually counts at the end of the day. So you shouldn't just pressure yourself into being something that's impossible to be. So the first event was really, really well attended, as I mentioned, and I just thought, well, that's something that's really necessary for Sofia and for Bulgaria and for the community around here. So with that, I just kind of started surrounding myself with people who believed in that as well, and who were willing to invest their time and effort into creating something that was, you know, bigger than the everyday needs.
And why join the Women in Tech organization? I mean, it's already so much to do. You work full-time as an attorney and you do Legal Hacker. And now Women in Tech?
Well, I don't work full-time as an attorney. I'm a legal consultant. So I choose which clients to consult.
It's just a lot.
It is a lot. So I'm what I've decided about, my work development is that I really want to stop doing particular things and focus on things that I'm really good at, which is community building at the moment. So I really want to just focus on doing meaningful events for women, and not only in tech, but generally. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop with all the initiatives that I've started, mm-hmm. and that I'm part of, but also means that I'm going to focus more of my energy into particular things. And that thing right now is developing more opportunities for women around here.
When did you first fall in love with technology?
Well, common story, but at first I fell in love with a guy who was in love with technology.
It has to start somewhere.
you have to find it somewhere. So I spent a lot of time in a relationship with a programmer. So I kind of started appreciating what he was doing, what he was achieving, even though it's not something that you can actually, you know, see and just appreciate by its own. But by that, I got really involved in I started developing an interest in just not only technology, but the way that it can be used to improve certain situations and to solve certain problems. And as a human rights lawyer, that's something that was really interesting for me.
You know, what's interesting is like when you date someone, usually pick up their language, whether it be a foreign language, and for you, you picked up the language of programming and the language of tech.
I did, yeah. And I started learning like some basic Python and some basic languages, and by that I thought, well, why not mix my interests with his, in a sense? So it was like, you know, when you spend a lot of time with a certain person, no matter if it's your partner or not, you just kind of, you know, acknowledge their world a bit more. So I thought, okay, let's think how what he does can improve what I do. And right back then, I was in London. I was doing an internship with an NGO there, and I started developing a concept of a online archive for human rights violations. And I thought, well, technologies actually can be really useful for what I do as well. So it broadened my way of thinking about my career and about my work, which was the most important part, I think. So technology, in a way, improve the way that I do what I do.
It's not, I mean, that's what we hope for all of us. So it's supposed to make us more efficient, but sometimes I think it just scatters us more. Too many digital notes everywhere.
It does, yeah.
What's a huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
I think really, really, something really huge is, I think I tend to get too much on my plate usually. So there's always something that I feel like missing out. So something that I'm really working on right now, I can't say that I've, you know, perfectly achieved it, is that I focus more my attention on particular things that have more, you know, long-term value in a sense. And that's something that I'm really working on right now. And I think it's something common, especially when it comes to my friends. Probably it's something more common with women to begin with. We just tend to overwork ourselves
because we
have higher expectations of what we are supposed to achieve in the first place. And right now I'm just focusing on particular things and saying no to others.
You know, it's funny, right now in the tech world, it is so popular to say yes, and I definitely am all about saying no. However, I really appreciate that you said yes to this podcast. No, it is a thing that I'm like, nope, 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 because I have spread myself too thin for too long, and then if I don't have me, how can anyone else have me?
Exactly.
Yeah. And where are you going from here? Like, what's your dream? How can we support you as a global community moving forward?
Well, what I'm doing right now, I am building communities, and I'm part of the Global Shapers community as well, the Sofia Shapers. And we are, through our projects, we're trying to improve the overall situation in the city and the region. But also, I'm really passionate about finding the balance between law and tech. So, and finding the balance overall, which is something that I also do with the Bulgarian Center of Women in Tech. So you can support me by joining either of these communities if you're around, and if you aren't, just by trying and doing what really makes you feel good and makes you feel special and appreciated. I think that's the best advice I can give to anyone, really. Just follow what really makes you think, makes you feel good.
What's your favorite app or website or hardware, anything tech?
I'm really obsessed with my iPod, I have to admit. Yeah, I kind of, even though I'm, you know, trying to be as digital as possible, I really love the idea that I have this really small object filled with something that I love to listen to in my pocket, and I can clip to anything that I'm wearing at the moment. So I'm kind of old-fashioned when it comes to music. I love it all stored in one object. That's I'm nice. Not a big Spotify fan, for example.
No, but I am Pandora. I do love my iPod too. I haven't used it in a while. Have you been on a podcast before?
I haven't, but I've had the idea of creating one as well.
Ooh, so what kind of podcast do you want to create?
I really want to create something that's oriented towards the legal development right now. So probably something that's related to the human rights aspect of what's going on in Bulgaria right now.
Well, just let me know if you want to create a podcast. I'm happy to support you.
I'm more than happy to share that with you the moment that I'm really ready and I've gathered the right people.
What would you say is the best piece of advice? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot, but one of them that you've gotten over the years.
The best piece of advice is just letting go of things that does not work. You have to know when to say no. This does not work, so I just have to stop doing it altogether. I think that's the best thing that I've learned recently.
And where can people find you online?
They can find me on Facebook. They can find me on LinkedIn. I'll be more than happy to get in touch. And they can also email me at viara.savova@bcwt.bg.
And where can they find out more about your organizations?
Also on Facebook, you can find me, you can find Sofia Legal Hackers page on Facebook and LinkedIn, and also the Bulgarian Center of Women in Technology on Facebook.
And can you spell your name for LinkedIn?
Yes, viara.savova.
Perfect. And of course, we'll include it in the show notes. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up?
It's going to be tough, but you have to stick with it. I mean, it's the best advice I've gotten. It's not going to get easier, but it's going to be worth it.
Thank you. If you want to connect with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. Womenintechvip.com takes you straight there. And be sure to say hello on social, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
I'm Viara Savova, and I'm the founder of the Sofia Legal Hackers chapter and also the program coordinator of the Bulgarian Center of Women and Technology. With Sofia Legal Hackers, we are bringing together law and technology, and the Bulgarian Center of Women and Technology, we are attempting to give as many opportunities to women as possible. We're in Sofia, Bulgaria right now, and you're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what Swiss EP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, and you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that, you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.